Two men are to be charged in relation to the deaths of three teenagers in a crush outside a St. Patrick's Day disco in County Tyrone 3 years ago. The pair, aged 53 and 43, are each to be charged with three counts of gross negligence manslaughter, one charge for each of the deaths. It's believed they're linked to the hotel where the incident happened. The three young people died when they were caught up in the tragedy at the Greenvale Hotel in Cookstown. They were 17-year-old Lauren Bullock, Morgan Burnett, who was 17, and Connor Curry, who was aged 16. For more, we can talk to our Northern correspondent, Connor McCauley. Connor, you might just at the outset remind us of a little more of the background to this tragedy.
Good afternoon, Brian. Yes, well, as you said out there, this goes back to St. Patrick's Night in 2019 at the Greenvale Hotel in Cookstown. Hundreds of young people had been queuing up outside to get into a disco there at the hotel, amongst them the three teenagers who died, who you just mentioned there. The circumstances of this night led to two separate investigations. One was into the events of the nights itself, what happened, the ticketing, the capacity, the stewarding, etc. The other was by the police ombudsman into the PSNI response. And that's because four officers who initially responded withdrew to wait for backup before intervening. Now, that decision caused a public outcry, and those four and a fifth colleague, who was the call handler on the night, were investigated by the ombudsman on suspicion of misconduct in a public office. In all, 16 people, including the people associated with the hotel and the five officers, were investigated. And today, the Public Prosecution Service here in Northern Ireland informed those people, and indeed the families of the three dead teenagers, what the decisions were around whether or not prosecutions would in fact be taken.
And what details have been released of that decision?
Well, as you said, there are two men aged 55 and 43 are going to be each charged with three counts of gross negligence manslaughter. Now, we understand that one of those is Michael McElhattan, who's the owner of the Greenvale Hotel. In addition to that, a company called Tobin Limited, which runs the Greenvale, is going to be prosecuted under health and safety legislation. But nine other hotel staff, there will be no charges in respect of those. The PPS said that they would have had very little responsibility for the planning of the event. And I suppose a lot of interest will focus on the decision not to take charges against the police officers. There were two sets of two officers on mobile patrol that night, both tasked to the scene by the call handler. The PPS, having looked at all the evidence and looked at the police communications, found that the call handler had communicated the emergency call in good faith and without delay. When it came to the four officers who went to the scene, the PPS was of the view that there was not enough evidence to establish that they recognised the seriousness or the exact nature of the situation unfolding. Now, what the PPS said was there had been some difficulty for them in establishing what they were being told over police radios. There was also some confusion as to whether or not it was a public order situation, which clearly it wasn't. Police apparently, when they looked at the queue, didn't identify any emergency, and indeed the hotel staff were telling them that the situation was under control. Now, the PPS said that for an offence of misconduct in the public office to be proven, there was a pretty high bar. It was essentially required that constables deliberately neglected to do their duty, and they said in a statement, the evidence is not capable of establishing any bad faith or improper motive in the actions of police at the scene, mm-hmm. or that they willfully ignored a high-risk situation of well, which now, they were aware.
Well, now, Conor, the legal process in relation to the two men will take its course, but has there been other reaction to the other aspects of this decision?
Well, the Public Prosecution Service told the families of the three dead teenagers before the news was made public there just a very short time ago. We expect we will hear from them perhaps this afternoon. The PPS, for its sake, says that it accepts that some of the no prosecution decisions will be disappointing, but it wanted to reassure the families that all the decisions had been taken independently on the basis of the evidence. We have had a statement from Michael McElhattan, the hotel owner. All he has simply said is that he's conscious that this is a highly sensitive time for the families, and he feels it would be inappropriate for him to make any comment. The police ombudsman, Marie Anderson, she was the person who did the investigation into the police officers. She says that now that the PPS has decided that the police officers will not face any criminal charges, she will consider whether there's any disciplinary offences and whether or not she needs to make any recommendations to the chief constable.
Very good. Conor McCauley, Northern correspondent. Thanks for that.